Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, Mark Chilla. On an earlier episode of this very program, I explored the world of colors in popular song, everything from red sails in the sunset to deep purple. However, there are many more jazz standards that explore the color wheel. So this week, I'll be taking an even deeper dive, exploring all the colors of the rainbow, plus some color songs outside of the regular spectrum, so to speak, like Little White Lies and That Old Black Magic. Coming up, we'll hear color songs by Tony Bennett, Anita O'Day, Ella Fitzgerald, and more. It's Chasing Rainbows, More Colors in Popular Song. Coming up next on Afterglow.
Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high, there's a land that I heard of once in a lullaby. Somewhere over the rainbow, skies are blue, and the dreams that you dare to dream really do come true. Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me. Where troubles melt like lemon drops, way above the chimney tops, that's where you somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly. Birds fly over the rainbow. Why then, oh, why can't I?
Chasing rainbows.
find a little bluebird in vain.
Two rainbow songs from Tony Bennett. Just now we heard him in 1962 with the old 1917 vaudeville number, I'm Always Chasing Rainbows. And before that, Bennett in 1961 with Harold Arlen and Yip Harburg's Over the Rainbow. Mark Chilla here on Afterglow. On this show, we're chasing rainbows as we explore colors in American popular song. Last time I did a show like this, I started on the low end of the spectrum with the passionate color red. So let's start there again. We'll kick things off with Anita O'Day alongside the Gene Krupa Orchestra in 1941 with the tune Stop, the Red Light's on Afterglow.
Stop! The Red Light's on!
My little red top, see how you got me spinning, going round and round, and I don't want to stop. You got me, so if I don't go around, I'm sure I'm gonna try. drop, ground and drop, solid top. You just go right on spinning. Go round and round, and don't you ever stop. Remember that if you don't go around, we're sure gonna drop, gonna drop, gonna drop. Oh, my sweet little Alice Rosetta, I'm spinning and I promise that I'll love you forever. I know there is no other who can thrill me, no one can kill me, baby, like you do. And I'll tell the world I'm in love with you. Oh yes, I'm in love with you. Any old thing you say, everything that you do. So darling, won't you tell me you're mine and hold me tight through the night. Love me. Go right on spinning, go right on spinning top. And don't you dare stop. I'm high up on a dream and I don't want to drop. My little red top, see how you got me spinning. Going round and round, and I don't want to stop. You got me, so if I don't go around, I'm sure gonna drop, gonna drop, gonna drop. So red top, you just go right on spinning. Go round and round, and don't you ever stop. Remember that if you don't go around, you just cool down, baby, cause we're sure gonna drop.
Stick your nose someplace it don't belong. Don't you come to me if things go wrong. That's your red wagon. That's your red wagon. So just keep dragging your red, red wagon along. When you're making your bed, remember run to me if they don't show. That's your red wagon. That's your red wagon. So just keep dragging your red, red wagon along. So the chick you left me for is tired of you. Baby, why call me? Cause I'm tired to bag at your red wagon. Bag at your red wagon. So just keep dragging your red wagon along. Now you finally learn that you get burned when you play with fire.
Ella Fitzgerald with a Verve single from 1958. That was the Jean DePaul and Don Ray tune, Your Red Wagon. Before that, King Pleasure and Betty Carter in 1952 with the prestige single Red Top, a Lionel Hampton tune. And starting that set, Anita O'Day in 1941 during her stint with Gene Krupa's orchestra and Stop the Red Lights On. From red, we move to orange, a color that's a little more elusive in the Great American Songbook. Of course, you have this familiar Nat King Cole song from 1950, which I mentioned in my last color episode.
I was walking along, minding my business, when out of an orange-colored sky,
flash, bam, alakazam,
wonderful you came by. I was humming a tune, drinking in sunshine, when out of that orange-colored view,
flash, bam, alakazam,
I got a look at you, one look and I yelled.
And while that's really the only orange standard I can think of, we have other songs that feature other orange-adjacent hues, like this next song, which also describes the orange shades of the sky. Here's Bing Crosby, way back in 1932 with one of his signature tunes, Where the Blue of the Night Meets the Gold of the Day, on Afterglow.
Why must I live in dreams of the days I used to know? Why can't I find real peace of mind and return to the long ago, where the blue of the night meets the gold of the day? Someone waits for me, and the gold of her hair crowns the blue of her eyes like a halo tenderly. If only I could see her, oh, how happy I would be, where the blue of the night meets the gold of the day. Someone waits for me. If only I could see her, oh, how happy I would be, where the blue of the night meets the gold of the day. Someone waits for me.
Bing Crosby in 1932 with a golden song he co-wrote, Where the Blue of the Night Meets the Gold of the Day. That was a big seller for Crosby back in the 1930s, but not quite a gold record. Not only did it not sell over a million copies like his other color-themed record, White Christmas, but gold records weren't even officially given out by the recording industry until a decade later. From gold, we move to yellow. And just like the color gold played a role in a Bing Crosby original song early in his career, the color yellow played a role in an Ella Fitzgerald song early in her own career. Ella Fitzgerald's original song, A Tisket, A Tasket, based on a nursery rhyme about a girl and her lost yellow basket, helped make the singer a household name in 1938. The success of this tune even prompted a follow-up single later that year called I Found My Yellow Basket. Let's hear that lost and found pair right now. Here's Ella Fitzgerald in 1938 with A Tisket, A Tasket on Afterglow.
A brown and yellow basket. I send a letter to my mummy. On the way I dropped it, I dropped it, I dropped it. Yes, on the way I dropped it. A little girlie picked it up and put it in her pocket. She was trucking on down the avenue, not a single thing to do. She went peck, peck, pecking all around. When she spied it on the ground, she took it, she took it, my little yellow basket. And if she doesn't bring it back, I think that I will die. I lost my yellow basket, and if that girlie don't return it, don't know what I'll do. Oh dear, I wonder where my basket can be.
So do we, so do we, so do we, so do we, so do we.
Oh gee, I wish that little girl I could see.
So do we, so do we, so do we, so do we, so do we.
Joy of mine. A tisket, a tasket, I lost my yellow basket. Won't someone help me find my basket and make me happy again, again?
Was it green?
No, 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 no.
Was it red?
No, 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 no.
Was it blue?
No, 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 no. Just a little yellow basket. Do you remember when I sang a tisket and a tasket? I lost my basket.
Oh yes, we did. We're sorry that you lost it. We'll pay the cost of it. Do you?
Oh no, you don't have to. I've got good news for you. Just listen while I tell you of a dream come true. I found my yellow basket. Oh yes, I really did. I found the girl who took it. I knew just where she hid. She said that she was sorry and gave it back to me. Now I'm oh so happy. Happy as can be.
Are you happy? Happy.
I'm so happy, I don't know just what to do. And now I'm on my way, feeling light and gay. A tisket, a tasket, I found my yellow basket. Tisket, tasket, tisket.
Thank you.
Oh, we bet you are.
I'm so happy, I don't know just what to do. And now I'm on my way, feeling light and gay. A tisket, a tasket, I found my yellow basket. Tisket, I'm on my way, tisket. I'm on my way, tisket. I'm on my way with my basket.
Ella Fitzgerald and Chick Webb's Orchestra in 1938, and the tales of a stolen yellow basket. That was A Tisket, A Tasket, her hugely successful single, and I Found My Yellow Basket, her much less successful follow-up. Coming up in just a moment, we'll hear more songs exploring the colors of the rainbow. Stay with us. I'm Mark Chilla, and you're listening to Afterglow. Welcome back to Afterglow, I'm Mark Chilla. We've been chasing rainbows this hour, exploring songs all about the color wheel, and now we turn from the golden hues of saffron yellow to the lively tint of emerald green. I'll start out this second half of the show with a song about longing for the green of spring from the point of view of someone in the autumn of their years. This is Frank Sinatra from the 1965 Grammy Award-winning album September of My Years with When the Wind Was Green on Afterglow.
When the wind was green at the start of the spring, when the wind was green like a living thing, it was on my lips and its kiss was fair. You were there. When the wind was red like a summer wine, when the wind was red like your lips on mine, it caressed my face and it tossed my hair. You were there. Then came the fall and all of love came tumbling, stumbling down like leaves that lost to frost and fire. That the wind is white like the swirling snow, and we'll never see all the wonderful things to be.
Hey, Kermit, you look a little sad today.
Well, Tony, sometimes I guess I get a little more blue than green.
Well, I think I have a song that could help you out.
Oh, boy.
How about this? It's not easy being green, having to spend each day the color of the leaves. When I think it could be nicer being red or yellow or gold or something much more colorful than that. It's not easy being green. It seems you blend in with so many other ordinary things. People tend to pass you over 'cause you're not standing out like flashy sparkles on the water or stars in the sky. But green is the color of spring. Green can be cool and friendly like. And green can be big like an ocean, or important like a mountain, or tall like a tree. When green is all there is to be, It could make you wonder why, but
yeah.
Why wonder why?
Yeah. I am green,
uh-huh.
And it'll do fine. You know, it's beautiful, and I think it's what I want to be. That was beautiful, Tony. Thank you.
The quintessential song about the color green, sung by Tony Bennett and his amphibious friend Kermit the Frog. That was Bein' Green, written by Sesame Street songwriter Joe Raposo, and that comes from Bennett's 1998 children's-themed album, The Playground. Before that, we heard Frank Sinatra in 1965 from his much more adult-themed album, September of My Years, with the song When the Wind Was Green. From green, we turn to the color blue, a color that is so saturated in the Great American Songbook that I gave it its very own episode. But I'll still play one blue song for you now. This is the trio Lambert, Hendrix, and Ross, with a deep indigo-hued version of a song simply titled Blue, on Afterglow.
Each evening, about the time for daylight to die. Each evening, long about when night time is nigh, comes a feeling such a lonely feeling. It finds me anywhere I happen to be, reminds me ain't nobody bluer than me. What a feeling, such a lonely feeling. I pray to heaven, oh Lord, what can I do? But still, soon as the evening sun goes down, to greet the day with a smile. By evening, after laying low for a while, comes a feeling such a lonely feeling. I'm blue, I'm blue, I'm blue.
Lambert, Hendrix and Ross from their 1962 album High Flyin' with the song Blue, written by the trio's regular pianist, Gildo Mahonis. As we traverse the colors of the rainbow, we move from the deep blues and indigos of that last tune to the color violet. The name of this bright purple hue comes from the violet, a delicate purple flower. So let's hear a song now written about that flower being used as a gift. Here's Frank Sinatra again in 1954 from his first Capitol LP, Songs for Young Lovers, with the Matt Dennis and Tom Adair song, Violets for Your Furs, on Afterglow.
It was winter in Manhattan, falling snowflakes filled the air. The streets were covered with a film of ice. But a little simple magic that I'd heard about somewhere changed the weather all around just within a trice. I bought you violets for your furs, and it was spring for a while, remember? I bought you violets for your furs, and there was April in that December. The snow drifted down on the flowers, and it melted where it lay. The snow looked like dew on the blossoms, as on a summer day. I bought you violets for your furs, and there was blue in the wintry sky. Then you pinned the violets to your furs and gave a lift to the crowds passing by. You smiled at me so sweetly. Since then, one thought occurs, that we fell in love completely the day that I bought you violet for your furs.
Frank Sinatra from his 1954 album Songs for Young Lovers, with the Matt Dennis and Tom Adair song Violets for Your Furs. Dennis and Adair originally wrote that song back in 1941 for Frank Sinatra, when he was singing with Tommy Dorsey's orchestra. Although we've moved all the way around the spectral colors of the rainbow, there are other colors in songs that we have not addressed: blacks, whites, browns, and grays. While these colors might not be as luminous as red, yellows, and blues, they still shine brightly in American popular song. So here are a few. I'll start with Sammy Davis Jr. with the Harold Arlen and Johnny Mercer classic, That Old Black Magic, on Afterglow.
That old black magic has me in its spell. That old black magic that you weave so well. I got those icy, icy fingers up and down my spine. The same old witchcraft when your eyes meet mine. That same old tingle I feel inside. And then that elevator starts its ride. And down I go. All around I go. Like a leaf that's caught in a tide. Well, I should stay away, but what can I do? I hear your name, and I'm a flame. A flame with such a burning desire that only your kiss, 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 kiss put out that fire. You're the lover I have waited for. You're the mate that fate had me created for. And every time your lips meet mine, darling, down and down I go. Round and round I go. Like a leaf that's caught in a tide. Well, I should stay away, but what can I do? I hear your name.
such a burning desire that only your kiss put out that fire. You're the love, the love, the lover that I have waited for. You're the mate that fate had me created for. And every time spin that I'm in, ooh, under that old black magic car.
You're a dirty robber.
Oh, black magic car. Uh-oh, get out the car. Oh, black magic car.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch, under that old black magic.
The moon was all aglow, and heaven was in your eyes. The night that you told me those little white lies, the stars all seemed to know that you didn't mean all those sighs. The night that you told me those little white lies, I tried, but there's no forgetting when evening appears. I sigh, but there's no regretting in spite of my tears. The devil was in your heart, but heaven was in your eyes. The night that you told me those little white lies. I try, but there's no forgetting when evening appears. I sigh, but there's no regretting in spite of my tears. Who wouldn't believe those lips? Who ever could doubt those eyes? That you told me those little white lies. Those little white, tiny white, little white lies.
Pages
this aimless chase of the love that failed to ever become true. On this page is the day of that fateful night at eight when we found nothing more, just a dark and futile door that shuts out the stars above my little brown moon. Since we're apart, now this and that last sweet kiss is all that's left of you. Is all that's left.
Aretha Franklin in 1963 with an unreleased song from her Columbia years. That was Billy Strayhorn's My Little Brown Book. Before that, we heard Ella Fitzgerald on the 1958 album Ella Swings Lightly with Walter Donaldson's Little White Lies. And starting that set, Sammy Davis Jr. in 1955 for Decca Records with Harold Arlen and Johnny Mercer's That Old Black Magic. We've heard from red, yellow, black, white, and everything in between on this colorized episode of the show this hour, and I have one more multicolored tune for you. It's actually a bit of a medley. It comes from jazz singer Beverly Kenny, combining two rainbow songs for the price of one. Framing the song, we have Sing a Rainbow, a simple nursery rhyme of a song originally sung by and written for Peggy Lee in the film Pete Kelly's Blues in 1955, and tucked in the middle, you have Yip Harburg and Burton Lane's Look to the Rainbow from the 1947 musical Finian's Rainbow. Here's Beverly Kenny in 1957 with her version of Sing a Rainbow on Afterglow.
Red and yellow and pink and green, purple and orange and blue, I can sing a rainbow, sing a rainbow, sing a rainbow too. Listen with your eyes, listen with your eyes, sing everything you see. You can sing a rainbow, sing a rainbow, sing along with me. Red and yellow and pink and green, purple and orange and blue. Now you can sing a rainbow, sing a rainbow, sing a rainbow. Look, look, look to the rainbow. Follow it over the hills and the streams. Look, look, look to the rainbow. Follow the fellow who follows a dream. On the day I was born, said my father, said he, I've an elegant legacy waiting for ye. There's a rhyme on your lips and a song in your heart, so sing it whenever your world falls apart. Red and yellow and pink and green, purple and orange and blue. can sing a rainbow, sing a rainbow, sing a rainbow too. Listen with your eyes, listen with your eyes, and sing everything you see. You can sing a rainbow, sing a rainbow, sing along with me. Red and yellow and pink and green, purple and orange and blue. Now I can sing a rainbow, sing a rainbow, sing a rainbow too.
Beverly Kenny, with pianist Ellis Larkins on the Celeste, in an unreleased Decca recording from 1957, combining the songs Sing a Rainbow and Look to the Rainbow. And thanks for singing a rainbow with me this hour as we've explored colors in popular song on Afterglow. Afterglow is part of the educational mission of Indiana University and produced by WFIU Public Radio in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. The executive producer is John Bailey. Playlists for this and other Afterglow programs are available on our website. That's at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla, and join me next week for our mix of vocal, jazz, and popular song from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow. Mm-hmm.